Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. First up, the FBI has charged members of a hacking group for allegedly stealing over 15 million American credit cards. This week, the Justice Department said it had arrested three members of an international hacking ring called Fin7. For years, they had targeted over 100 U.S. companies, eventually hitting about 3,600 locations in almost every state. First, hackers chose targets with frequent point-of-sale transactions like restaurants. Officials say they're behind attacks on Chipotle, Chili's, Red Robin, and Arby's. Next, they used what the FBI calls social engineering to target specific employees that dealt with the public. Emails sent by the defendants look like takeout orders, but to fill them, workers have to download an attached file. The government alleges those links were used to implant malicious software on victims' computers that let Fin7 steal payment card information. Those card numbers then went up for sale on the dark web. Officials say the hackers cost Americans tens of millions of dollars. Security experts say the scam shows the need for updated payment systems. There is a surge of hand, foot, and mouth disease cases across several states right now, and kids aren't the only ones affected. Two Major League Baseball players in New York City have also contracted the virus. Doctors have reported outbreaks in Indiana, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. It results in sores and rashes in the mouth, palms of the hand, and soles of the feet that usually last 7 to 10 days. And Hillary Clinton is teaming up with Steven Spielberg to produce a TV series about women's suffrage. According to reports, it's based on the book The Woman's Hour, The Great Fight to Win the Vote by Elaine Weiss, and it'll mark Clinton's debut as an executive producer. And as the deadly car wildfire in Northern California continues to rage on, rescuers are working hard to keep the people and animals safe. The California Highway Patrol released this photo of Sergeant David Fawson holding a month-old fawn that was found without its mother and saved from the active fire. She was handed over to an animal rescue program where they named her Kara after the fire. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, a restaurant is accused of spreading an illness.
That's right, Kristen, another food safety scandal at Chipotle. More than 500 people say they got sick after eating at a restaurant in Ohio, with one person filing a $25,000 suit against the chain. The TSA is reportedly considering to put an end to passenger screenings at more than 150 airports, this to save money and use those funds for security measures at bigger hubs. The proposal is focused on smaller airports, which officials say are less likely to be targeted by terrorists. Walmart is being sued by a Silicon Valley company, which claims the retailer stole its technology to help keep produce fresh.
So how is Walmart responding?
Well, earlier this year, Walmart said its own engineers developed the technology, which prolongs the shelf life of produce and reduces spoilage, and that it had prevented $86 million of waste at that time. Walmart says it will formally respond to the complaint in court.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks, Nicole. One of the country's most successful college football coaches was placed on administrative leave, and questions swirl about his future with the team. Urban Meyer has won 3 national championships and is currently the head coach at Ohio State University. On July 23rd, Meyer fired wide receiver coach Zach Smith after he was charged with criminal trespassing while dropping off his kids to his ex-wife's home. After those charges were filed, 2 domestic abuse allegations against Smith became public. One was in 2009. Charges were not filed, and another in 2015. Last week, Meyer said he didn't have any knowledge of the 2015 case, but Smith's ex-wife disagrees. Courtney Smith spoke to The Stadium, claiming she told Meyer's wife of the alleged abuse in 2015 and even texted her pictures of injuries. Smith said Meyer's wife was supportive and said she would have to tell her husband.
I do believe he knew, and instead he chose to help the abuser, enable the abuser, and believe whatever story Zach was telling everybody. He's gonna tell everybody I'm crazy and I'm making this up. That's not the case.
Smith admits she doesn't know for sure if Urban's wife told him about the abuse. Urban Meyer released a statement saying being on leave will facilitate the inquiry with minimal distraction, and he looks forward to resolving the matter. Zach Smith's attorney told ESPN Zach wants to be transparent, but will do so when he's sworn in to testify and not through the media. Welcome back to Top 30. A new report found a surprising reason for America's housing crisis. Young people aren't taking jobs in the construction industry, according to a study by the data firm BuildZoom. Since 2005, the number of construction workers aged 24 or younger has dropped by about 30%. In 2005, 11.7 million people were employed in construction. That dropped to about 10.8 million in 2010 during the housing crisis. But despite the economic recovery and the busy housing market, the number of construction workers has kept falling. The result is fewer homes being built and rising prices. The report's author called the loss of young employees a scar from which the construction industry has yet to recover. But what they don't know is why. Executives in the construction business say many high schools cut vocational classes during the Great Recession and haven't brought them back. Many parents want their kids to get college degrees, and they think popular technology jobs might pay more. Builders say trained workers are in high demand as they look to turn their labor shortage around. And now to Brody Brown in New York City with our Us Weekly headlines. Brody, what do you have for us?
Hi, Kristen. Lots of Hollywood relationship news this week. Kicking things off, we have Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger, who were caught sharing a sweet kiss while on a frozen yogurt date in LA. A source previously told us that Katherine's mom, Maria Shriver, had actually set the couple up and that the two are really into each other. Next, we have John Cena and Nikki Bella, who have sadly split again. The couple called off their engagement earlier this year, only weeks before the wedding. John and Nikki reconciled, but their rekindled bliss was short-lived. This week, Nikki told us, "I had a beautiful and loving 6-year relationship with a wonderful man. I have the utmost respect for John, but I know this is what's best for me."
Well, at least it sounds mutual. And I understand you have a big exclusive for us.
That's right, Kristen. On our cover this week is one of Hollywood's most mysterious couples, Katie Holmes and Jamie Foxx. We caught them on a romantic beach date in Malibu, laughing, kissing, and drinking champagne. Katie and Jamie have kept much of their 5-year relationship under wraps, but this time an eyewitness told us that the two were totally engaged with each other. Katie, our insider said, had an incredible smile on her face and looked totally smitten.
Well, good for them. They seem genuinely happy. Brody, thanks for the scoop, and we'll see you next week. A bridesmaid was fired via an awkward email from the bride, and it's going viral for several reasons. Courtney Duffy was excited when her good friend Alex asked her to be in her wedding. She bought her bridesmaid jumpsuit and purchased a flight to attend the out-of-town nuptials. But between juggling her commitments to school and the wedding, it apparently wasn't enough for Alex, who sent an email to Courtney asking her to relinquish her duties as a bridesmaid and mail her the jumpsuit so a replacement bridesmaid could wear it. The bride tried to soften the blow by saying, "Please don't feel you're letting me down. I am asking you to do this." Adding that Courtney should still attend the wedding and have a fabulous time and travel in the time you need to without stressing about anything else. Distraught over the email, Courtney tweeted out to JetBlue about her dilemma of having already purchased a ticket and said, "I am laughing and crying and must avoid this wedding at all costs. Please help." To her surprise, JetBlue tweeted back with a refund and offered a free girls' weekend on them should the girls decide to patch up their friendship. Courtney tweeted back her gratitude at the airline for helping out and added one final thought, saying, "Weddings have gotten totally out of control. This is about more than just an email. I'm hoping this thread reminds future lovebirds and bridal parties to keep their feet on the ground." I'm not so sure that girls' weekend will be happening. A Detroit family who ordered a pizza for dinner got an unexpected side of Beethoven when the delivery man arrived. This is 18-year-old Bryce Dudall, and his impromptu performance is going viral. He noticed a piano inside the Varchetti house as he dropped off the pie. He asked if he could play, and then this happened. Julie Varchetti wasn't home, but got a text from her husband who said she just had to watch the video he shot. She then posted it to Facebook and has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times. What may be most amazing, Bryce taught himself how to play the piano by listening to music as a 6-year-old and then playing it back. He says piano fell on the back burner when he started focusing on baseball. But because of the popularity of this video, Bryce says it's convinced him to pursue a career in his first passion, music. And the Varchetti family says they plan on ordering pizza more often. There's a hot new beauty trend that makes your eyelashes longer without mascara or glue. Today's top 30 steal is a two-pack of Ardell Professional Magnetic Lashes at a special 40% discount. These super popular magnetic lashes mean you can add length and volume to your look in seconds, and there's no messy glue. You simply place them around your natural eyelashes. Just put one above and one underneath your top lashes, and then the magnets smoothly connect them together. Each set of two includes a pair for a glamorous look and a pair for a natural look. They're knotted and feathered by hand for perfect uniformity and absolute comfort. The pre-curved band makes putting them on really easy, and they can be reused several times. The two-pack of Ardell Professional Magnetic Lashes retails for $40, but today you can buy it for just $24. That's a 40% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 5 New York, Nassau County's Summer Youth Employment Program has been so much more than just a paying job for the thousands of Long Island teens who have gone through it. It's a chance to turn their lives around. With its participants aging from 14 to 21, the program looks to give at-risk and disadvantaged youth the necessary work experience and tools needed to succeed and hopefully lead them down the right path. In our next story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, because of community support, the Humane Society of Pinellas County saves close to 2,400 animals a year. But they're crediting a lot of their success to one unlikely hero. 3 years ago, then 7-year-old Austin Testa set a lifelong goal to make a difference in animals' lives. So he started the grassroots initiative, Every Bark Counts. In the past 3.5 years, Austin held numerous fundraisers to help buy supplies for animal organizations like the Humane Society, raising close to $6,000. Remember, never underestimate a kid because you never know what they'll dream up. In our final story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Steve and Edie Bursler were always inseparable. But when Steve lost his battle with cancer, Edie lost the desire to leave her house and even struggled to smile. So her family thought of an ingenious way to lift her spirits, gifting her a coupon to the Fred Astaire Dance Studio. Once she walked into that studio and started to dance, she finally was able to find her smile again. Edie is now spreading her story of coping to help others dealing with grief and depression, saying no matter how hard a loss may be, things will always get better. We're now entering the home stretch of summer vacation, and if you're frustrated with keeping your kids entertained while they're out of school, Steve Nobiello from Fox 4 Dallas says parents may be making things worse by trying to make them better. Do tell, Steve.
Hey, Kristen, it starts with over-planning and the quest to plan every single second of every single day. Kids miss out on the opportunity to just be bored. Boredom triggers things like creativity and imagination and not being told all the time how to spend your time. So ride out the pleas of boredom, counter them with comments like, well, what do you think you can do? Maybe have a list of I'm bored activities on the fridge. There is another list as well that you should look out for. That's the list of rules, especially when it comes to technology. Yes, moms and dads may have a different set than the kids do, but it's impossible to tell your children to power down if you yourself are constantly distracted by your cell phone. Maybe try entire family blackout times for technology, certainly during meal times, maybe even perhaps when other people come over and visit.
All great tips. Thanks, Steve. Facebook announced it has removed more than 30 fake accounts that it believes were part of a campaign to influence the 2018 midterm elections in November. The company says the goal of the campaign was to divide Americans on hot-button social issues. For example, some of the accounts were focused on planning a counter-protest to the Unite the Right 2 rally, which will take place on the anniversary of last year's deadly Charlottesville protests. Others focused on the hashtag Abolish ICE movement, which has divided Democrats on the issue of dismantling the Immigration Enforcement Agency. Facebook says there were striking similarities to the tactics Russians used to spread disinformation ahead of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. During that election, Russians created fake profiles on Facebook and other social media sites posing as Americans, according to U.S. intelligence officials. They made posts, bought ads, and created fake events, hoping to get real Americans to show up. Facebook says it's notified users if they have interacted with fake accounts, and it vows to continue fighting the spread of disinformation on its platform. Okay, you're gonna love this story. One hardworking dad just made his daughter's dream come true. Ricky Smith works 3 jobs, juggling shifts at McDonald's, Popeyes, and Circle K. When his 14-year-old daughter, Nevaeh, found a perfect dress for her 8th-grade formal, the $200 price tag made it seem out of reach. But that didn't stop Ricky. After picking up even more shifts, cameras rolled as he surprised Nevaeh with her new dress. Take a look at the reveal. Nevaeh admits fearing it might be an old lady dress, but instead it was the exact two-piece floral one she wanted the whole time. Nevaeh's tears of joy were soon replaced by smiles as she showed off her dress a few weeks later at her school dance. Ricky said, "I just don't want people to think just because you don't have the money, you can't make your kids happy, because you can." The dress may have cost $200, but any parent knows a happy child is priceless. Well, an annual report out of USC found no progress has been made in the past decade to increase diversity on the big screen. In a landscape marked by Time's Up, Me Too, and Oscars So White, Hollywood has yet to move from talking about inclusion to meaningfully increasing on-screen representation. The team studied some 48,000 speaking parts from the top 1,100 films released since 2007. Of note, women played just 30.6% of roles. Last year, led by Wonder Woman and Girls Trip, that percentage rose to 31.8%. It's an 8-year high, but fell behind 2008 and 9 levels when Twilight, Mamma Mia, and The Blind Side reigned. Racial visibility was also an issue. 20 of last year's top films featured no black characters. It was even worse for Asian, Latino, disabled, and LGBT characters. Despite this, the report's authors believe change is coming, and a shift in culture pushed along by diversity initiatives like inclusion writers could lead to better results next year. A doctor shortage in Canada has resulted in some measures that could have serious consequences. 7 emergency room departments are closed this week in Nova Scotia hospitals because there simply aren't enough physicians to run them. And it's nothing new. According to reports, ER closures have been plaguing the eastern province for years. Residents find the shortage worrisome, with one saying, "I'm nervous that it's going to take something really serious to happen for it to end." The province is rich with industries in fishing, farming, mining, and forestry. All occupations that hold a risk of serious injury. So it's imperative that ERs are open and available. The Nova Scotia Health Authority says they are actively trying to find more doctors to fill the vacancies. But politician Tim Howman says the problem is a lack of human resources. Well, Game of Thrones fans have the chance to own part of one of the castles featured in the hit show. Fans recognize this castle as River Run, where matriarch Catelyn Stark grew up. Its actual name is Gosford Castle, and it was built in the mid-1800s. One of the wings of the castle is going up for auction. It has 15 bedrooms and 10 bathrooms and has been converted into 6 luxury apartments that are each about 3,500 square feet. Along with being in Game of Thrones, the castle has some history. It was used to accommodate troops during World War II, and the surrounding area became Northern Ireland's first conservation forest. The starting bid is about $650,000. We'll see if Game of Thrones fans get in on the action. Okay, listen to this story. A mother's keen eye led to a text message that helped keep her baby safe during a major traffic accident. Rebecca Boyer was on her first day back to work after maternity leave, so she asked her husband to send constant updates of her newborn. He was running errands, and when he left the store, he texted a picture showing their baby in a car seat, ready for the ride home. But she quickly responded, telling him the chest clip needed to be higher at nipple level and tighter, which is the same standard given by the NHTSA. Well, on the way home, her husband was involved in an accident. The car was totaled, but the baby slept right through the collision. Rebecca and her husband credit the car seat for keeping their baby safe. Boyer shared the story on Facebook to warn other parents and was shocked at how fast it spread. And you could say she's embracing her role, signing her last post with the hashtag #CarSeatCopMom. Yellowstone National Park is the ultimate adventure. National Geographic will be broadcasting live from the under-campus bar and ranch inside the park, giving you unique access to everything from the geysers to the wild animals. Here's a preview in this week's Nat Geo Minute.
This is how the wildlife really is in Yellowstone in real time. It's kind of like the ultimate reality documentary.
Here we go.
Yellowstone is one of the biggest volcanoes in the world. I wouldn't be surprised if we're all surprised.
This is real. This is live. Anything can happen. And that's the magic in Yellowstone.
Yellowstone Live premieres Sunday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on Nat Geo and runs every night through Thursday. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. If you're trying to save money on groceries, it's not just what you shop for, but when. Plus, if you've ever lied to get out of jury duty, you're not alone. This new survey might surprise you. And an unusual way to help animals in shelters find a new home. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.